It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Interesting new research on wireless plans to share with you. Here's the headline. If you are on an unlimited data plan, your wireless company might be slowing you down, throttling your speed. Producer Larissa Anderson is here.
Hello.
And okay, Larissa, we have a hypothetical situation to demonstrate this. Let's say you need to pick out a new plan with a new carrier. That means you have to choose a tier of service based on how much data you might use in a month.
And let's say I'm going to use a ton, watch a lot of video, download stuff. I choose the top tier. It's pretty expensive.
Right. Now, I am going to do all the same things. I'm going to use a lot of data as well. In fact, you and I are both in the top 5% of data consumers.
Okay.
But I have been with the same carrier for a long time, and I'm on an unlimited data plan. They don't even offer it anymore, but I got grandfathered in. And get this, it's cheaper than what you're signing up for.
Well, lucky you.
Or so you might think. Dylan Breslin-Barnhart is with Validus. They do research on mobile and recently conducted a study.
So we took a look at the data usage of those top 5% for both tiered and unlimited plans on Verizon and AT&T. And interestingly, what we found is for especially Verizon, it was most remarkable that ultimately it doesn't matter whether you're on tiered or unlimited. If you're in the top 5% bracket, you're using about the same amount of data.
So we're going to use the same amount.
But the study found that my data, the data for the unlimited customer, gets throttled. It gets slowed down.
All right, so I'm streaming Mad Men. Works great.
And I try to do the same, and it freezes. What's Don Draper up to? I have no idea.
Why is that?
Well, that's what I asked Mike Masnick, editor of the Tech Dirt blog.
Well, there's two things. There's the argument that they're making, and then there's the reality.
All right, let's give them the benefit of the doubt. What argument are the carriers making?
The argument that they're making is that the people on the unlimited plans are data hogs and are using way too much data and are causing congestion for everyone else.
But how can there be a shortage if they throttle me, the guy on the cheap unlimited plan?
And not me, the lady on the more expensive tiered plan, even though we're using the same amount of data.
Right. Well, here's an answer.
Well, it appears that they have plenty of bandwidth, and what they're really trying to do is push you into paying more money for the same thing.
So there we are. I get frustrated with my slow speeds. I switch to the more expensive tiered plan.
Wireless company makes money.
But hold on. If I'm using my unlimited plan, and if I'm letting my kids watch movies on my phone over the data network,
living it up,
because I have no limits, and then it gets slow on me, I'm not thinking switch plans. I'm thinking switch carriers, because I'm getting lousy coverage here. Mike Masnick says that's the gamble carriers are taking.
If you are throttling the network, what you're really doing is making that network less valuable to me and to others.
Or we could turn off our phones and listen to public radio, for example.
Yeah, sure. That's a good idea, too.
According to a recent study,
video games make you smarter. Sort of. North Carolina State University researchers wanted to see if games could improve cognitive ability. So they gave a cognitive test that had nothing to do with video games to a group of senior citizens. Then they had them all play the online role-playing game World of Warcraft, 2 hours a day for 2 weeks. It's a very complex game. You complete quests, you fight monsters. Then they tested them again. Subjects who scored poorly on the first test showed significant improvement on the second. So yes, if you play World of Warcraft and are older and live in North Carolina, video games can make you smarter. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.